Come on, let's sing it.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
And what's the next line?
But the fire looks so delightful.
And since there's no place to go, let it snow.
You've just recorded that, haven't you? He's just fucking recorded. That was deliberate. There you go. What a knob. See? I knew as soon as he was doing it.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
But the fire is so delightful.
Go on, Matt.
And since
there's no place to go, let it snow.
Welcome to the Still Parents Podcast, an episode for Christmas Day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Still Parents Podcast Christmas episode 2024. Hasn't the year flown by?
It has.
Quite literally.
Yeah. Now, we're not live. We actually recorded this on, it's the 17th of December when we're recording this. Sure. It can be listened to, I guess, whenever you like. It doesn't have to be listened to on Christmas Day. But the reason for this is just to spend a few minutes chatting away and a bit of nonsense if you do want to hear us today. If you do just want to have that moment maybe to yourself or, you know, on a little drive. It's only a short episode. We're not going to get into anything too deep. It's one of those episodes where
we take the piss out of each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how it is.
Do what we do best.
Do what we do best, yeah.
Because I think it's very important, as we've had said a lot, and as we say a lot on this podcast, in order to have the conversations that we do throughout the year, it's important to... I think the phrase we started, it's like having the light with the shade, isn't it? A little bit. And I also, as I do last year, and I know, Ryan, you hate it when I get mushy, I think these two guys from the Lily May Foundation are absolutely two of the most inspirational and special people I've ever met in my life. And this is why I feel very proud to have met you, because I've said this a few times. I thought the cliche was true that after you get to a certain age, and I'm now 46, that you can't make, especially as a guy, you can't make new friends.
Ooh, friends.
Ooh, podcast friends.
Ooh. Best friends forever and ever.
Ooh, friend.
Friend.
Ooh, studio friends. But it's true, and you can. And these two numpties have now gone on to become two of the finest people that I've ever met.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel. That's very, very heartfelt. Yeah. And I would like to express my gratitude for your loving words and your...
Wow, he's really struggling to get this out, aren't you?
Oh, friend!
The Still Parents Podcast, an episode for Christmas Day.
If you would like to hear more about maybe what these guys do on Christmas Day, I'll put the link for last year's episode in the description for this, because you can go and have a listen about some of the traditions that you do and how these guys spend their Christmas. You can go and click on listen to that right now and then come back to this one. And while we're here, I'd like to play a couple of messages from a couple of people that you might know.
G'day, it's Matt McConnell here, your Australian Podvocate. Just a quick message to all the Still Parents podcast listeners, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Just a little bit of advice for me. Make sure you do what feels right for you this Christmas and holiday period, and look after yourself.
That's our very own Matt McConnell, who's been on the show a few times, all the way from Australia. Lovely chap.
He is.
Although it's already Boxing Day for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have we also got this, Jen?
Hello, everyone. It's William Ellis here, ambassador for the Still Parents podcast. Just wishing everyone a very, very, very happy Christmas. And I hope the holidays are very kind to you. Remember to take time for yourselves and try not to get granny too drunk. Here's to a great 2025.
I love that. She don't need any help. She can do it herself.
My granddad basically lived opposite a pub. It was a tradition on Christmas Eve. Obviously the pub opened up midday and everyone's in there for a beer and whatever. And he used to come to us for Christmas. And one year he got that drunk, my mum nearly didn't let him in the house for Christmas because he went over and he started drinking with all the Sikh men over there. And they started opening the bottles of whiskey and he'd never really drunk it. And he came in and he literally came into the house and mum was like, "What's wrong with you?
What a man."
Yeah, proper.
What's wrong with you?
My sister used to go with my dad to get him, went to the door, came back, said to my dad, "Granddad's drunk." Because he just stood on his grass for 5 minutes swaying because I couldn't get him in the car.
not because it was windy.
And what, she wouldn't let him in?
No, she literally, she was furious with the fact that he'd been like drinking all afternoon.
I mean, if it was on that day and you were not let in, I would absolutely, because of tradition, attempt to come down the chimney. Yeah. Well, I'm coming in one way or another.
Could you imagine that?
All of a sudden, there's a bunch of ambulances outside the house, yeah, and you just got granddad's leg sticking out the top of the chimney.
And the fire brigade aren't rescuing a cat from a tree, they're rescuing granddad from the top of the chimney.
Thinking of that, though, just to touch on Christmas and families just briefly, because you've raised a good point, because generationally it's different now. Have you noticed in the ways that maybe our families and how we approach Christmas compared to how our grandparents might have done it? Because like you said, it was just, you know, old man was down the boozer.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, Christmas Eve in general, I think it was a real, yeah, get down the pub and just stay there till January the 1st.
That's it, yeah. Right, yeah. Lots of things have changed. How about you?
I'll go for a curry.
It was in the news this week. It's now
something.
It's become really popular.
It's one of those surveys which could you take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah. We've surveyed 142 people and 98 of them said they could choose anything to have on Christmas Day. It would be a lamb jalfrezi.
But what they didn't do is tell you that they surveyed everyone that was coming out of a curry house, probably.
Stood outside every.
Exactly.
But yeah, we go for a curry now on Christmas Day.
Every year?
We've done it for the last, we've been the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Seriously, they do a special menu. So I'm having, I can't even remember what I've chosen. Mutton. I think I've chosen a mutton curry.
Nice.
Nice.
Because I like to have something a bit different on Christmas Day.
Do you still go home and have some pigs in blankets though, right? Because it's...
I'll just eat the kids.
Yeah. Why that?
I mean...
Because not the kids.
No, I wouldn't eat the kids, obviously. It'd be a bit chewy.
Yeah.
But like no, because they do a turkey dinner as well.
Yeah. Right.
And the kids prefer to have a turkey dinner.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who this year, I believe, is having a curry. I think everybody else is having just a turkey dinner.
Anyone else struggle with the pigs in blankets? Because like I said, time of recording, it's the 17th. I'm now due to do my third visit to Aldi to get Christmas Day's pigs in blankets. Because
you've eaten them all.
Yeah. They can't be in the house because I'll eat them.
Yeah,
but I can't leave them in the shop because someone else will buy them.
Amy actually said to us not that long ago in the office, there was a charity event on, wasn't there, where you had to do it in teams of four.
Oh, yeah.
Could eat the most amount of pigs in blankets in a minute. I'd absolutely destroy that.
Yeah, I
wouldn't be able to move after.
I reckon with three of us would kill it off.
Yeah. I do have some highlights that I would like to play. But before that, I would like to quickly just ask these gents to sum up how they feel the year has gone for, you know, with the charity and with the podcast. Because it's been busy. It's been plenty of events, lots of things that you guys have been doing.
As a charity, we've been extremely busy. We've grown a huge amount, offering loads more support programs, loads more support to lots of different new families, as well as siblings. Sibling support has grown massively. And I think obviously with the podcast as well, the podcast is obviously going from strength to strength.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing what 2025 brings us.
You've also had your two boxing charity events. And
correct.
First time, isn't it? Well, this year's first time we've done boxing.
And after both of those, we did a podcast with some of the fighters that we had, fighting in memory of their baby. So the links for those are in the description. The next one will be in March.
Yes, March 15th, 2025.
So if you're looking, you can apply.
You can.
Yeah, just have a look through the website. All the details in the description for that.
The Still Parents Podcast, an episode for Christmas Day.
Right then. Let's get down to the part of the show where I like to celebrate the idiosyncrasies, let's call them, of Ryan and Matthew. We'll start with you, Ryan.
Go on.
I was wary after last year. I didn't want to like paint the picture that you are just angry, because you're not. You know,
only 99% of the
time. Yeah, only 99%. And I've noticed there's a few clips of things that you'll say to us before we go live.
Yeah.
So this was one clip just before we went live.
Go.
So we're not mentioning my black eye, by the way. Fucking telling you that now.
No.
We can't tell people why I got a black eye.
You wouldn't believe you anyway.
It's true.
We did a Valentine's episode special this year, didn't we, as well?
Yeah.
And there was a beautiful moment in it because Crystal, Matt's other half, was here and you two were really connecting. And she was showing you a lot of love.
She was.
I think Ryan wanted a compliment at the end of it.
now I'm able to see that and be like, do you know what? That's a quality I want in a partner.
All right, that's enough. That's enough blowing smoke up his arse, Crystal. That's enough.
I only do it once a year. he
started blowing smoke rings. Fucking hell. If I'd have known it was blow smoke up people's arses day, I'd have fucking brought her in. Fucking Ada. Dan, can you give me some positives?
Thank you, man.
Yeah, fuck off.
You didn't even give me a second to answer.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But like I said at the start, I'm wary of painting out Ryan to be somebody that is, because he has a beautiful, beautiful other side of him.
He does.
Especially when he goes to take that and starts singing at the concert.
Oh, you knob.
Now, Ryan sent a video from the Take That concert, and I don't think he realised just how much the microphone was picking up his voice. And I was like, you were really into it.
That was beautiful.
I like that song. I want to know who's laughing.
That's only one example of Ryan and showing his light side, and his inner child.
Oh, yeah.
Because this happened just a few weeks ago, actually. I got this voice note.
Just out at the park skating. Fucking brought myself some skates, and I'm fucking brilliant at this as well.
I love how happy he was.
And I love the fact that he just said, yeah, man, I'm brilliant.
Yeah, just own it, yeah.
Just out at the park skating. Fucking brought myself some skates, and I'm fucking brilliant at this as well.
So there you go, Ryan. That's some of your clips done.
Thanks.
Matthew.
Oh, God.
How are you, mate? I'm do you reckon you can outdo yourself from last year?
Yeah, I reckon you can.
Yeah.
Because I can think of one straight away.
We all know the one we're going to end on.
Yeah, we do.
I think even people listening, regular listeners to the podcast, will know the one we're going to end on. But we'll hold off on that. Before I get cracking, though, how's your book getting on?
Fine. I'm just waiting to get it published.
Oh, yeah. Matt's releasing a book. It's called Book by Matt. He's been working. I mean, obviously, I'm joking here, but he's been working on it a long time, and it's obviously about Kelly, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I am really looking forward to it coming out. And you know that from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
But I can't hear you say things like you're about to hear and me not be able to reference them back, because I wouldn't be doing my job.
No, absolutely. Right? I wouldn't expect anything less.
Okay. Well, my first clip I noticed was the app.
I know where this is going.
It's your apps. How do I word this? We asked you
it's
to
his vulnerability.
We asked you to describe the book writing process.
I can't remember. Why can't I remember?
And this is what you said.
When I wrote, so I've got an introduction followed by the chapters.
You know what, right?
That's a lesson for any budding writer.
The product, I just don't engage my brain.
Yeah, well, I kind of understood where you're heading with that one. But the next one, you're talking us through the editing process. And the more I listen to this clip, the more confused I get. Ready?
And now he's kind of he's edited it.
Right, okay.
But he hasn't edited it, so it's not what I've written. And now he's kind of he's edited it.
Right, okay.
But he hasn't edited it, so it's not what I've written.
What's that mean?
I genuinely don't remember saying that. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, this is my favourite one.
Right.
I think this does rival my previous favourite one, which is also by you.
Okay.
A year ago. when you confidently told us that 3 hours wasn't even a whole day. So we moved on from numbers to the alphabet this year. On episode 71 with Sam Belcher.
Do you know, funnily enough, I had a friend when I was at school who his parents had hundreds of kids. I'm not joking.
Hundreds.
They were popping kids out for fun, right? And they were all began with R.
How many R's are there?
What?
Oh, lots of R's, isn't it?
Alphabet by Matt.
What's that?
Like one. You said hundreds.
How many? There's only one R. Yeah.
I just want
to. I'd forgotten all about the R's clip. Yeah.
How many R's are there?
What?
It's that. What? It's
what?
Dan.
Hey, what?
What?
How many R's are there?
What?
The Still Parents Podcast, an episode for Christmas Day.
Before we leave, I did ask both of you to send me in separate messages what your favourite Christmas movie was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Matt, I'm going to play you Ryan's. I imagine you'll know what it is anyway. So I'm going to play you a clip from Ryan's favourite Christmas movie, which is also up there as one of mine.
Okay.
So there you go. There's two clips actually for this film, so, and they're both really good. So this is Ryan, one of Ryan's favourite Christmas movies.
Wow! What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Yeah, what's the movie?
Elf.
It is Elf. Congratulations.
Love Elf.
It's just...
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I know him.
Santa's here? I know him. I know him.
Yeah.
The thing is with that film, right? No one else could have played Elf. Will Ferrell was just
Ferrell.
Perfect, weren't he? Just like
it's when he was at his peak, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
just that film's brilliant.
Elf, what film?
Elf, very good.
Ryan, this is a clip from Matt's favourite Christmas movie. I've never seen this film.
Oh, damn.
I've never seen this movie.
Well, I'm buggered then because I don't watch films.
There we go.
There we go. Almost finished.
Almost finished? What else can that be? You're going to dip it in yoghurt? Cover it with chocolate buttons?
Who knows? We're going to pop it in the Christmas box.
But I don't want a Christmas box.
But you said you wanted it gift wrapped.
I did, but...
This is the final flourish.
Can I just pay?
All we need now...
Oh, God.
...is a sprig of holly.
No, 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 no bloody holly.
But, sir, the...
Leave it, just leave it.
Loitering around the jewellery section, I see.
No, I was just looking around.
Don't worry.
What do you think?
I have absolutely no idea.
You want to take a guess?
I did recognise one of the voices.
And the movie is...
Love Actually.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one with Tiffany from EastEnders? Sorry, Martin McCutcheon.
Martin McCutcheon. It's where Hugh Grant plays the Prime Minister.
Yes, I do know. Yeah. I have seen that movie, but it was a very, very long time ago.
Is that the one when he shuffles across when he's shuffling across the dance floor?
I love it. Love that film. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for listening to our Christmas episode. We're going to end on our Still Parents podcast, Secret Santa, because we didn't do it last year. And I spoke to Ryan on the phone and it came up in conversation and Ryan was like, well, I've already got one for you. I was like, okay, we'll definitely have to do it then.
Yeah.
So I've got something for Matthew and Matthew's got something for Ryan. Matt, do you want to go first?
Open mine or hand mine?
Yeah, hand yours to Ryan. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going first. I'm opening first.
Yeah.
I hate this. You've done that on purpose because I don't like opening presents. Well,
it's just in a bag anyway, so you don't really have to open it.
You can go first, second, or last. What do you then?
I'll go first. Get it out of the way. What's he brought me?
Oh, you don't like gifts, do you?
Yeah. I quite like this.
Oh, you don't like opening things?
So it's called Classic Insults, Intelligent Abuse to Keep the Idiots at Bay.
So you've got a...
I reckon I'm going to be using this a lot in the office.
So what is it? It's a book full of classic insults?
Yeah.
Okay, so just go on, give us an example of what you've got in there.
So if you were on fire and I had a glass of water, I'd drink it. Don't think out loud, you're lowering our collective IQ.
Wow.
Thank you, Matthew. I like that.
Yeah, keep that on your desk.
And I like that.
I've got a little something here from Ryan. Did you wrap this?
I wrapped it. I'm good at wrapping.
You're fine.
I am gonna. At least I'll put the effort into rapping.
He's a dickhead.
I know.
that's the best present I've ever had. It's because it's not the first time I've been bought a comb for Christmas as a joke because I'm a bold guy. But this one actually goes to the next level. It's a bold buddy.
Yep.
So it's a comb, but without any. It's a comb without any bristles.
Yep.
That's amazing. So in other words, it's like a wooden spoon.
Basically.
That's amazing.
But you can shine your head with that.
Yeah, I can shine my head. A bold buddy. Fantastic.
From Next as well.
I'm actually going to put this in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And just wait for the comments.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
I feel like you two have outdone and put a lot more thought process into your presents than what I'm about to give Matt.
Oh, no, I know what you've got, Matt. Okay. Or at least I think I know.
I've got you two because you can take, right, in case you're not keen on the first one, you can swap it for something else. And then, right, so happy Christmas, Matthew. This is my secret Santa present for you.
You're such a knob.
Yes. No, but look.
No, shut up.
What is it?
What is it, Matt?
Daniel has brought me some box of mini twiglets.
Yeah. So, and why have I bought you twiglets?
Because you think my toes look like twiglets.
Your toes are a bag of twiglets. Now, when I got out of the shop and I looked in the bag, I was a bit disappointed because I realised I bought mini twiglets, which don't really reference what the joke was intended to be, because honestly, they're long, windy. So you got an upgrade in there. There you go. full size family pack
of twiglets.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel.
So I thought I'd get you a bag of your toes for Christmas. Ryan's got me a bold man's comb, and Ryan's got himself an insult book.
An insult. We've set up quite well.
Yeah. Ryan, happy Christmas, happy New Year.
And to you, happy Christmas, happy New Year.
Yeah. And to you guys, yep, happy Christmas.
And to you as well. And to each and every one of you listening to this podcast, we very much appreciate your support, whether you dip in just for a few moments or you listen to each and every episode. We do this for you, it's here for you. And if there's any way that we can help out, please get in touch. So this is the Still Parents podcast, supported by Globals, Make Some Noise and Vivid Inc.
The Still Parents podcast is proudly supported by Globals Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.